The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Hey, this is Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters, and if you ever have time that you never want to get back, spend it listening to Mike and Dave on the Odyssey Files.
Oh! Kim, what are you doing?
Well, I'm telling Mike and Dave, it's time to get on the show.
Oh, well, the Odyssey Files starts now.
Good evening, Para-X. It is 2019, our first show. You are listening to the Odyssey Files here on, well, Para-X. You just heard me say it. Boy, you can tell that I'm rusty, but I'm lively. I'm rested.
Yes.
So I am your host, Michael O'Neill. With me again this year, hopefully the entire time. It's my co-host, Mr. Dave Soering. Good evening, Dave. How are you feeling tonight?
I am wonderful, and I will be here the whole entire year, as far as I know. So that's the game plan. The game plan is the whole year, and we've got a bunch of kick-ass stuff that we're going to talk about. So,
yes, very, very much so. That's pretty much what the show is for tonight is going to lay out as kind of our view, our plan for 2019, which will be the greatest year that we have so far.
Absolutely. Until 2020, and then that's just going to blow the world up.
Where do we go from there? I mean, are we just going to peak in 2020?
That's it. Yep. No. 2020 is the year, you know, we'll accomplish the unaccomplishable, and then we'll just have to walk away, you know, because there just won't be any more greatness to give.
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Absolutely.
Well, if that's the case, then I'd rather just explode.
Well, we'll set that up for 2020, not 2019. We got a lot of stuff to do this year, but 2020, we'll do that. We'll do a double explosion.
I was going to say, you heard it here first, folks. 2020, we explode.
Yep, live on air. We're just going to boom. That's going to be it.
Actually, I think that would be hilarious if it's like the last show and we know that it's the last show.
Yep.
Just stop it, right? Like mid-sentence, I'll just cut it off and we'll be done.
It'll be it. Drop the mic and walk away. There won't be anything left.
Actually, I would. Yes, because my mic is detachable. So yep. That is exactly what I'll do. I'll detach everything and then I'll get it ready. And then right like middle of the show, I'll just. Boom. And as soon as it hits, shut off the producing thing.
Yep. And just walk away knowing that you gave the world so much greatness that you just don't have anything left to give.
Well, I don't know about that.
You got to go out on a high note.
High note, but that doesn't mean I don't have anything else to give. It just means I'm not willing to give anything else.
Okay. I'll take that. Like a sabbatical.
Well, no, it's bad if you come back from.
Well, maybe retirement. We won't, if we don't explode, if we just do the mic drop and we don't explode, then we can come back.
Well, but I thought the mic drop was the explosion.
Oh, no, I thought you were literal. Well, I thought we were just going to explode. Just.
You thought of being lit. No. No, it wasn't. Wow. Well, they do say we have the face for radio, so we might as well. I'll just do like a sound effect. Boom, and then
yeah. There you go.
Why are we talking about the end of the show?
I don't know. We got off on a tangent. And that's a great start to 2019 right there, is a tangent, because the next thing you know, we're going to jump into some type of movie reference, and then we'll be talking about movies for a half hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fine, because Never mind. I'm not going to say it because people take me seriously and nobody will listen. So, I was going to make a joke about how I'm not even going to say it. So, right.
He's saving it.
How was your holiday, Dave? So we had 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Because Christmas Eve obviously was the first Monday off, and then New Year's Eve and my birthday was the next Monday, and now here we are. So. Did you do anything fun and exciting in your vacation?
Well, I didn't travel outside of the state, but I had a very, very nice holiday. Yes. Saw friends and family and, spent some quality time with my kids, and I had a very, very, very nice kind of holiday season.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
Damn it. I was just about to do my pen, and I had a great vacation too, Dave. Thank you for asking, but you asked, so. It was good. I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm bragging, because I'm not, but I had a very, very, very busy year last year, to the point where, like, I couldn't even remember when the last time I had like a free weekend where I didn't have evidence review to do, or I didn't have investigation to do, or I wasn't going out of town, or, you know, something that just took the entire weekend away from me. And I forgot what it was to relax. And so, Christmas time, my sister was going out of town. Obviously my grandma just passed away. Father lives in Arizona. So, you know, it was the first Christmas ever where I was pretty much by myself. And it was relaxing. I saw, not to bring up movies. Saw Elf for the first time. A lot of people, for whatever reason, like, are aghast that, oh my God, you've never seen Elf. It's the greatest movie ever. And it's been on my shelf seriously for like 2 years and I've never put it in. And so I made it a goal this time to throw it in. Not that good. I guess I don't understand what the whole like reputation of it is, I guess.
Scrooge.
No, I'm not being a Scrooge. I love Christmas. It's just, I don't know. I guess I didn't find it that funny. And I love Will Ferrell. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoy his movies. It's just that to me wasn't all that good.
All right. So give me your top three holiday movies.
Santa Slay, which is Bill Goldberg as a killing evil Santa.
Yep.
Now this is not in order, so that's not number one. But,
well, thank God for that. So
no, number one actually is probably Mickey's Christmas Carol.
All right,
I have to watch that every year, and I actually have it on my computer. So it went. I started the day off by watching probably the other one, and it's called. It's probably not one that most people know. It was just on network TV, like back in the 80s. It's called It Nearly Wasn't Christmas.
It kind of sounds familiar, but I, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you what it's about.
Right. And it's, like I said, it's one of those movies that was just shown on like cable TV, back in the 80s. So I grew up watching it once or twice, always loved it. And bless YouTube, like, I couldn't find it anywhere, and then I found a way to download it. Somebody had actually posted it online, and then when I bought a new computer, I lost it. And looked it up on YouTube. They had the full movie on YouTube. And so I got to, I started with that, then watched Mickey's Christmas Carol, and then finished it with Santa Slay and Elf. So.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
So probably those three. Okay. Santa Slay, just because it's awesome. I'm sorry, if you've never seen that movie, it's phenomenal. So, watching Fran Drescher get her hair burned off and then drowned in a vat of eggnog is manufactured. Well,
okay, I'll give you that because her voice, I would like to drown her in a vat of eggnog. So a vat of anything, it doesn't matter. Eggnog, butter, you know, whatever.
Oh, I just got reminded of Rain, who's show host before us, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I got to put that in there too.
Okay. I was going to say, because that's a good one. And then obviously for me, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because that is just absolutely classic. That's on my have to watch list every single season.
I actually own that one too. And again, have not put it in the player in probably 2 or 3 years.
Well, shame on you for that.
Well, yeah, I agree.
I'm a fan of the claymation stop video. So like Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph. And I really like Charlie Brown Christmas.
I think Charlie Brown Christmas.
Really good story. And it's, I think it's pretty well done. So
100% agree.
Yeah.
But you said top three. So,
right. Exactly.
So my Christmas and New Year's was fine. I pretty much spent them at home, relaxing.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I think I went to bed New Year's Eve at like 12:15. So I was like falling asleep during the ball drop. It's like I'm old.
Yeah, I made it till 12:30, so I beat you. But that was about it. Yeah.
So, I don't know if I fell asleep. I was in bed. So maybe you beat me, maybe you didn't. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no, I was out at 12:30. So, but anyway, let's get to 2019 and kind of the exciting things that are coming up. So,
I 100% agree. So, I think let's start with guests, because
sure, absolutely,
we have. Phenomenal guests. Some we're waiting on confirmation for, some we already have it. The ones we have, obviously, Lindsay Center, who's probably like the hardest working person in the paranormal, that you might never have heard of.
I was just gonna say, if you don't know who that is, you will after she's on the show, because once you see the names that are associated with her, you'll be like, "Oh my god!"
Well, yeah, you can go to her website, Center Stage Event, Center with an S, not a C. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, maybe not all the top names in the paranormal, but probably a good 75% of the household names. Yep. I mean, you're talking about Grant Wilson, Chip Coffey, Dustin Perry, John Zaffis, Scott Porter, Doogie. I can't remember his, well, that is his last name. I can't remember Doogie. His first name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doogie from Ghost Asylum. She's got, Amy and Adam from Kindred Spirits, John Tenney, Chad Lindbergh. It can go on.
Yeah, Elizabeth Saint. I'm sure
no,
she'll be back.
No, no, she doesn't have Elizabeth Saint.
No, no, no. We will have.
Oh, we will. I'm sorry.
Talking about guests. So.
I didn't know that you had skipped over who was it with who was with Lindsay.
Yeah.
So she's pretty much the manager of. And that's only the people off the top of my head. That's not everybody. So she will be on. Hopefully she will be willing to tell us some interesting stories.
Yeah.
I definitely want that. she is in, 2 weeks. Week after that will be Dustin Perry. He will, paranormal rock star, will be, coming back to join us. Ken
great
Boggle.
Guess.
Yes. Yeah. Ken Boggle great. Will be coming back. We're trying. We're going to get it. So don't get me wrong. I mean, but it's narrowing down the date because he's unbelievably busy right now. But Grant and Grant Wilson and his beautiful and wonderful wife Rihanna will be on here together. So they obviously they have What the Fetch now every Wednesday.
Right.
That they I think they stream it live. On YouTube. I don't know, to be honest with you. So John Zaffis, we're hoping will be next week. Hoping. But he will definitely be coming on here pretty soon. And I think, and Dave, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I have not seen it yet. We have already talked to Chad about it, but we are going to have the first ever since the show went off. Well, I shouldn't say went off the air. They're still playing reruns. But since they stopped making new episodes of it, of Ghost Stalkers, we will have John Tenney and Chad Lindbergh together on the same show, a Ghost Stalkers reunion.
Correct. That is what he said on the last time he was on the show. So yes. that's going to be a great show.
That is going to be a great show. I'm hoping it'll be a longer show. Yeah. I think we're going to try and do a couple 90-minute shows, but that and at least one two-hour show. But I don't want to give too much away on that one because that's going to be that's probably where we're going to peak. sorry to say, 2019 might be our peak year just with that show. But I don't want to give too much away with that one. But I've already gotten permission from Rebecca, who has the show after us, that she will take that night off. That's how awesome it is. So that will be a 2-hour show, and you are definitely going to want to hear that, be here for that one.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And then we had a few other ideas. Like we were going to try to figure out how to do like a live call in listener show. And then, we were thinking about maybe trying to do a show live from an event. So like maybe when we go back up to the Irvin, we could, try and figure out how to do like a live show while we're investigating. So that would be, you know, that would be interesting.
I wouldn't do it while we were investigating. I would do it during a break. I would do it before, like while we were setting up type of thing. But yeah, we wouldn't be able to really do it because we would have to have microphones connected to the computer and Wi-Fi, especially. And I don't think the Irvin has Wi-Fi.
We could hotspot it.
Oh, do you know how much bandwidth that would take to just off the phone? I mean, yeah, I could turn my phone into a hotspot and just use that.
Yeah.
But my whole thing would be gone in like an hour.
Well, I've got unlimited, so we can use mine.
They still slow you down. I got a limited too, but
oh, yeah, I think it'd be cool though. I mean, that would be a good show if we actually like, I know it would be kind of a different type of show, but it would be good if people could like hear how we investigate, like actually hear us while we're investigating, engaging with spirits.
I'm sorry. I just got in my, I don't mean to laugh, but I just got in my head of where we had base camp at the Irvin last time, which was up right on the top floor above the engine room.
Yep.
And how we could leave the door open and be down in the engine room and like just scream at the top of our lungs up the thing while the microphones were hot.
Oh yeah. You'd hear it. Cause that room is echoey as heck. It's all metal. Yeah. There's nothing soft in that area at all.
No, that wouldn't be investigating. That would be screaming. No.
Yeah. Agree.
Plus it wouldn't even be, it obviously wouldn't be a live show because we don't investigate on Mondays.
Well, true. Okay. So a pseudo live show.
So Stephen Colbert show, the announcer, every time that they have the opening credits is live on tape.
There you go. So, perfect, so, opening. We'll steal that. So, that sounds good.
So that, it'd be a pre-recorded live show.
There you go.
But speaking of the Irvin, we have several public events. Investigate. So, I mean, as Dave was saying, if you live in the Midwest, really anywhere that you want, as long as you're willing to travel, and you actually want to come out and investigate with us, we do have several events coming up that are publicly offered. One of them being at the William A. Irvin Ship up in Duluth, Minnesota, which we were just talking about.
Great location.
It's
got some really cool evidence last time we were up there.
I've gotten great evidence there every time that I've investigated now 3 times. And it has been awesome each and every time. And each time has been with like a different set of people. I just realized that.
Yeah.
Sweet. And now this time, besides you, Dave.
Yep.
This time, it's kind of the same. All different people. It's like the Irvin must be like their transitioning period from rookie to professional. I think
there you go.
It is. Yeah, I don't know, but it just seems like that's the case for the Irvin. Is I always seem to go up there with a different set of people. In fact, I think you will be the only one that will have returned with me during that.
There you go, feather in my cap.
Maybe. That's not going to be until the fall, unfortunately. That's their decision, not mine. they have already agreed to it. It's probably going to be in September. Not going to be a lot of tickets available. I heard something a couple, I don't want to say a couple months ago, maybe a month and a half ago, something like that. Not there, but at another location that I absolutely love. I had a new investigator had bought tickets to an event and went down there. And this isn't a humongous place. I mean, it's no Waverly Hills, but I mean, it's 3 floors. I mean, it's spacious. I've been there to investigate before. And they stopped counting her and her friend at like 75 people.
Wow.
That were in this building trying to investigate at the exact same time. And they were like almost all going to be sleeping in the building. It was kind of like pick a spot. And get this, Dave, for one night to do that, $130.
Such a deal.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So when I have an event, I definitely like to limit the amount of tickets that I offer, because otherwise it's just not worth it. It's not worth it for me. It's not worth it for anybody. Sure, my bank account gets huge, but I would rather people have a lasting experience than a padded checkbook or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so Dave and I are working on that. We don't have a date yet. I just know that it's going to be in probably in September.
And as a side note, if it's like a weekend kind of deal and anybody comes up for the weekend, the North Shore is absolutely gorgeous in the fall.
No, oh,
so
yeah.
You get the double whammy right there. So
yeah, and obviously the ship is right in the harbor. So
and
I
it's
mean,
huge.
Well, the ship is huge, yeah.
The ship is huge. We're not talking a sailboat here. We're talking about an ore carrier. It's massive.
Yeah. It's 368 feet long. The bridge is 75 feet above the water. It's massive. I mean, not only do you have the bow of the ship, the stern of the ship, but you also are through the actual cargo hold.
Yeah, the hull. I mean, yeah,
that you. I don't know why, but the cargo hold has activity.
Yep.
I've had multiple like really awesome experiences in that cargo hold. So it really doesn't matter where you go on that ship. It's got something, whether it's sailors, whether it's the crew, you know, for whatever reason, there's, even though women weren't allowed to be members of the crew, obviously there is a female spirit supposedly on that ship. Her and I have a love-hate relationship. So, I like to see if I can communicate with her whenever I go up there. But nobody knows why she's there. So, double whammy on that one. So, as you said, you got the North Shore, you got Duluth, and then you have this this awesome investigation, and it's really going to be good. Second one we have going to be in June. Again, don't have a firm date. I actually messaged James about it a couple weeks ago. I'm like, I know we're probably not looking until June, but can we schedule this now? I like to pre-plan.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep. I can't go to the higher ups until after the new year. I'm like, oh. Well, that sucks. So I've tried. But I know it's going to happen. I know he's super psyched about it. After this last year's event that we did, everybody that came, and they did have some people on the board that were there, were like, we got to do this again. I mean, they were super psyched and super happy with the turnout and everything that had happened, that they definitely did not want to wait to do it again. But that is going to be the Scottish Rite Temple in Minneapolis. It's
beautiful.
Well, yeah, I was just say amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the building is Gothic and just gorgeous in the architecture of it and the layout of it. The evidence that we caught was absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, if anybody's like, well, that sounds cool, but, you know, where's the evidence, or, you know, do we have anything more than just rumor? You can go on my website, odysseyparanormalsociety.com, and just go to the cases. The event is there both days of, because it was a two-day event at the Scottish Rite Temple. It was a two-day event. I don't know, I've been to the Irvine three times, but I think only the first two are posted on the website for the Irvine. That wasn't an event yet, but you can see all of the videos, all of the evidence that I have caught during my investigations at both places. So you can see for yourself that there's definitely some stuff there.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, but my question to you, Dave, is based upon, oh no, you weren't there for day two.
Nope.
Last year. I was gonna say, I'm wondering if maybe we should keep it a 2 day.
You know, I don't know. I'll leave that up to James, you know, and see, maybe because some people from his side might only be able to make it one night, and then some people might be able to make it the other night, type of thing.
Well, that was kind of what we were going to do last year, because he was like, oh, I feel like 50 people are interested in going. And I'm like, well, that ain't going to happen.
Right.
And I'm right. Like, it's limited. But a lot of people bowed out at the end. And so the same people just came back, and we had a couple extra people there for Saturday night. So yeah, I'm wondering if there's more, more excitement. I don't think that's the correct word, but there's more people that want to come to this one. Maybe, yeah, split it up. You know, these people can Friday, these people Saturday.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to stuff 50 people in that building. I mean, it's a huge building, but you don't want to have tons of people everywhere, because then you're going to have contaminated evidence, and that's not what we're looking for, obviously. We're looking to provide a really high-quality experience, but like, you know, almost like taking small groups and let them experience exactly how we investigate, you know, because that's what we're really doing. It's not a show. You know, we're not acting differently when we're at these locations for these events. We're investigating just like we would if nobody was there.
You know, I always, I don't want to say I look down, but I get angry at people who charge a whole bunch of money and then exploit, you know, the dead for their own
profit.
Their own profit. There we go. I would say their own gain, but yeah, their own profit. Like the event that I mentioned a few minutes ago. But when I do it, I mean, yeah, I sell tickets to it, but it's an investigation.
Yeah.
I don't change anything, nor do I allow anybody else to go beyond what I would normally allow.
Right.
You know, if I don't allow people to go screaming through the halls and yelling profanity at the spirits to try to get them riled up, you ain't doing it in my event.
Right.
So if you want to have a legitimate investigative experience with all the ups and downs, I mean, because there are going to be times when we're talking to dead air. No pun intended.
Right. For hours, you know.
I would hope that the location that we were at, that they would interact at least a little bit.
And the spirits. They do. Yeah. It won't be like 2 hours in between K2 hits or EVPs or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying there's going to be dead time when nothing is happening just because the energy depletion cycle kind of comes about, and there's nothing we could do about that. So,
yep. Plus I make it well known that it's up to them. I'm there to interact with them and to, yeah, hopefully have a good experience. You know, emphasis on the word good.
Yep. Yep.
That they are willing to provide me and everybody else. But I tell them they do not owe us anything, and that they are not obligated to entertain us.
No, absolutely not. We've been saying that since day one. You know, that they're not circus monkeys, and that's the term I used to use was, you know, this isn't a circus, and you're not going to be performing on command like a circus monkey, but we're here to communicate with you, and chances are that there's probably not a lot of people communicating with you, and so this is your opportunity to shine. You know, this is your, you know, we're legitimately here because we're concerned about you, we're interested in you, so this is your time to come forth and kind of tell us your story, you know? Or just interact with us if you're lonely, or if you've got something important to say. So that's kind of how we approach it, and that's the right way to approach it.
Well, I agree with you on that one. I mean, it's definitely not the wrong way to approach it. Okay, commercials.
Yay, commercials! First one of 2019. Woo!
Yes, and it's good. It's good because, again, and I never get tired of it. It's kind of like if I could just get a loop of the Chris Fleming promo and the Elizabeth Saint Demon promo that I'm about to play.
Yeah.
Just in a loop, I would laugh for hours. I really would. Yeah, enjoy. I'm gonna find a way to make even the commercials entertaining. If I have to put like promo, commercial, I'll do it. Not so much this time though. So we'll be back here in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Odyssey Files on Para X.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here
can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No!
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear...
Line!
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's The Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
UFOs. People. Cryptids.
Oh, I'm just on the call. Just think it's you listening to the words of Para-X.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
This is Elizabeth Saint. You know, in my journeys, I've confronted an over 1,000-year-old demon from the depths of Shepherdstown. But then, you know what happened? I came across Mike and Dave. And hot damn, nothing could have prepared me for the Odyssey Files. My second favorite radio show. I love you guys.
And we are back. I'm sorry, I love that promo. I will never not love that promo. So anyway, Dave and I are moving on to other things. mainly show topics that obviously don't involve guests. Like this one, but more focused.
Yeah, because we're starting off 2019 with a bang.
We are. You know, this is who we are, Dave.
It is. I agree with you 100%. We ramble a little bit, and then we get on little tangents, but we always pull it back. And we get you just got to cipher through the – or sort through the kind of rambling, and then you'll pick up really important, pertinent data.
we are, I'd say every other 3 or 4 minutes we are throwing out pertinent data. So
I agree.
You have enough time in between my ramblings to go to the bathroom or get a snack and then come back and hear the pertinent information.
Right. I'll reel us back in every 4 or 5 minutes. That's my job.
Yeah. Dave is our, the Odyssey Files fisherman.
There you go.
So, so after the last show for last year, Dave and I, you know, had a chat about topics that we really wanted to do, in 2019. And a lot of them depend upon you, our listeners. We definitely want to have what could probably be called like a listener appreciation show. Good.
Yeah, I was going to say, and maybe depending on how the first one goes, maybe we'll do one like within the first 6 months. And if it goes well and it's well received, then maybe we'll do one like every quarter, you know, or every 6 months or whatever. Do at least a couple a year.
Yeah. And that is pretty much any listener that would like to come on and be a guest on our show.
Yep.
You know, if only just to see what it's like to stare at the beautiful faces of Dave and I as we talk on Skype. Even if it's for 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, you know, something like that. Just let us know if you would like to, if you would like to do that, even if you don't have Skype, which, it would be good not to, cause Skype sucks, but if you do, great. But I can use Skype to call, landlines, call cell phones, you know, and get them on the air. That's how we do our great, great friend, Miss Dana Mitchell.
Yep.
Who will be back this year.
Yep. Yep.
For a show that, I can't say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
Just this once?
Yeah, just this once. You can say it. Because it's a quote from her. It's a quote from her, so I think that's perfectly okay.
Well, technically, it's not a quote from her. I'm the one that came up with it. So basically, the last time she was on, we were having a conversation after the show, and she made the comment about how she could talk about random stuff, you know, all, you know, for hours. And so I said, great. Well, then that's what we'll do. Periodically we'll have a show called Random Shit with Dana Mitchell. And
great show idea.
Thank you. And it was a team effort. so we are definitely going to have Dana back this year, probably in the next couple months, for the first show of with her for that. I'm going to try and refrain from saying the name as much as I can, because I don't want to get in trouble.
That's fine. In fact, she's very entertaining. I mean, and she has a wealth of knowledge.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Unbelievable. She's like a walking, you know, set of Encyclopedia Britannicas or something, you know?
Yeah. I really don't think that there's anything that we could bring up where she wouldn't have some sort of knowledge about it.
Right.
So I'm actually really, really looking forward to that, because I agree, Dana is very, very entertaining. So beyond the call-in, and I know we've done this a couple times before, we want to have listener questions. You know, we want to know, as you listen to us or as you watch TV, what questions do you have? That you would like to ask a paranormal investigator. Dave and I have a wealth of experience, more so him than me, but I'm no slouch myself.
Nope, not at all.
I definitely think that there's a lot of unknowns, obviously, about the paranormal that the regular watcher might have. I know that there are even sometimes I'll watch a show and I'll be like, what is that? Or why are they doing that? But I'll probably be able to figure it out. And then I'll start doing it myself. but I use, a lot of people watch these shows for the entertainment value. It's like a study guide to me.
Yeah.
Whether it be investigative techniques, whether it be the equipment they use. Right now, the Dead Files is probably my favorite. That's like the book that I can't stop turning, because she gets into so much stuff that I've never even heard of before. And not only that, but it's the solutions to the problems.
Right.
And, you know, it's what to look for. It's, 'cause she does deal with a lot of where you hear a lot of the same claims, but it can be different things than what I would normally have thought they were. So it's kind of opened my eyes to more, a better understanding of what could be going on than this is a bad spirit. Get him out. You know, it's not black and white anymore.
No.
She dips into 17,000 different shades of gray.
Should we say she's on the bucket list for this year to be on the show?
Yes, I just have to figure out the proper cat photo to get her attention.
Right.
Because I tried one and it got ignored. So obviously that wasn't the right photo. It wasn't the right photo.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you can't give up after one attempt. I mean, you'll find the right one. And Josh Gates, we're coming for you too, buddy. So if you happen to be listening tonight, just so you know, you're going to be on the show this year. If not this year, 2020, because that's the year we're going to explode. So
I was going to say, maybe that's when we explode. We peak with Josh Gates.
Well, okay.
No?
This is how we're going to peak. Josh Gates in a two-hour, right? And then a live side-by-side sit-down with Lorraine Warren for 2 hours, and then we just explode.
A live side-by-side?
Yes. So the three of us will be sitting together and doing a live show together, the three of us. That's when we're going to explode. Lorraine Warren.
I agree we're going to peak either with Josh Gates or Lorraine Warren.
Yeah.
But I love Josh too. But even Josh can't compare to
Lorraine.
No. I don't want to make that claim yet. Because obviously, if Lorraine's not healthy enough, I'm not going to be like, well, she doesn't need to do anything. She just needs to be there.
If something happens and Lorraine's not with us or something along those lines, then we'll just channel her and we'll still do a great live show.
Yeah, no, we're not. we're not channeling Lorraine Warren. No, we're not. So we really need, we really need your help on this. We really want your help on this, because we've tried to do the listener, the listener questions before. I've posted on, my Facebook page, but hey, got any, and like nobody's participated. Really want your questions. Even if we're not doing it, if you ever have any questions, you can email us, email me, director@odysseyparanormalsociety.com. You can private message, us on, the Odyssey Files, Facebook page. You can message me on, my Facebook team page, Odyssey Paranormal Society. And that's something we haven't done for a long time either. Promoted our Facebook pages. We always ran out of time.
Yeah.
So if you ever have a question, cause I know that, I got emailed, 2 months ago. It was a really, really great question. I answered it for him, but I'm going to save it for that.
That show.
Yeah, I'm going to save it for that show. Miss Ceiling Cat, the powers to be, just asked us a question, which I'm not going to answer right now because I'm going to save it for,
there you go.
For that show. So, hey, we already have two.
There's two. Woo! Run and roll, baby.
We are on a roll. See? 2019, already off to a great start.
Yep.
So this is going to be the year of inclusion.
There you go.
So great guests, great topics, great listeners, decent hosts.
Right.
What more can you, what more can you ask for?
Well, I'm going to add to that, because I think that this is also going to be the year for diversification. So I think that sometime during the 2019 year, that we should sneak in a legitimate weekend hunt for Bigfoot. And we have friends that we can kind of turn to for that. But I think we should do that just to get out in the woods at a place that purportedly has activity. And then the other thing that I think we should do is I think we should get out and do a UFO type of investigation and kind of give some feedback on, you know, a place that's potentially active with unidentified flying objects. And I think that's a good, I think we should diversify that a little bit. We should, you know, we've talked about it. We've had shows that talked about it. I think we should get out in the field and actually do it. And then we'd be more, I won't say more capable to talk about it, but we'd have a different perspective on it versus just doing research and talking about it. And here comes the pause. Remember, it's live radio.
I'm well aware of that. Sorry, I got into a thought process in my head. I agree with you on Bigfoot. I would like to try that. I don't think the Midwest though is at all, like, I don't think we would find a location unless you know one that I absolutely don't. Just no places around here where people report UFO activity like on a consistent basis to make it worth the time.
What about that campground in Wisconsin that we were going to do that time? Was that Bigfoot or was that you? I thought that was UFOs. Remember that campground we talked about doing? I thought that was UFOs, wasn't it? That was like they saw grays or something at that campground by that lake.
Yeah, but that was, I think that was like years ago, and I haven't heard anything. I can't even remember what the place was called.
I can't either, but well, that's a start. And then, of course, O'Hare Airport. You know, Chad did a documentary on it. I mean, so I'm saying, well, you said there's nothing in the Midwest, is what I'm saying, is there is potential activity.
Well, I'm not saying that no UFOs have ever been reported in the Midwest. I'm just saying that I don't think that there's a specific location, like the UFO ranch.
If we could afford it, we would be at the UFO ranch, trust me. I mean, it's probably not feasible just because of the finances, but if we could, we would go spend a weekend there in a heartbeat. I would, for certain. I mean, I think that'd be
great. Yeah, no, right. But see, that has consistently reported UFO sightings.
Yeah.
Around here, there's no location that has consistent UFO reportings. Yes, UFOs have been spotted here. I just don't think where we could go and spend a weekend like at that campsite in Wisconsin, and it was, you know, you had a 80% chance of seeing something in the sky that wasn't a natural, you know, human-made aircraft.
All right, so then this is the first 2019 GoFundMe idea that we need to get enough funds to make a trip to the UFO ranch so we can share it with our listeners.
Yeah. I don't think so. All right. I don't think so, Tim. Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
who's Tim?
You know, Home Improvement.
Oh,
I don't think so, Tim.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. So that
obscure reference out of left field caught me off guard.
Sorry, I thought maybe you would have gotten that.
Oh, I love the show. It caught me off guard. I wasn't on that same plane you were on.
It's quite all right. Wow, I'm all of a sudden I'm hearing my echo and I don't like it.
I don't hear it.
Now it's gone. Well, that was weird. Okay, never mind.
It's our first unnatural occurrence of 2019.
to which I'm sure there's going to be many.
Yeah. Oh, there'll be plenty. Yeah.
Right. So, we have 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Three if I follow the guidelines, of which I'm supposed to. Is there anything that I am missing?
I don't know. Anything we want to talk about that maybe isn't necessarily going to happen, but it's kind of on a bucket list? I mean, like, obviously UFO Ranch would be great. You know, I mentioned the Bigfoot thing because I think that that's a legitimate going to happen this year. We just have to reach out to a couple friends that we're fairly close with. And I think that if we asked that, I think we would be included in that. Paracons, are we going to any Paracon? Are we going to Michigan Paracon?
No, we're not going to Michigan Paracon.
And we didn't talk about Paracon. And Paracon in Minnesota this year, for unknown reasons, is retooling. And it is not going to, is not going to happen, regretfully, this fall. So,
right. So, yeah, Paracon here up in Manoman, Minnesota, that we are all always really excited about.
Yeah.
Was canceled this year.
Yeah.
They'll be back in 2020. But fear not, because there might be something else that is coming our way that
replace
may
it.
Even be, yeah, I don't want to say replace it, but be a fill in for this. So I can't say anything right now because I can't. I will say this: ideas have been suggested. So, if you are from the Midwest area and love like conventions and paracons, stay tuned. The year is not officially a loss.
Duh, so, there's the bomb.
There's dun dun dun.
There's tonight's bomb. Yep.
Tonight's bombshell.
Yep.
So, yeah, but this year, in so many different ways, is easily going to be the best year yet. Stay tuned. Stay with us, because it's going to be. It's going to be a wild ride, and it's going to be very entertaining and fun for everybody. So that pretty much does it for us. At least for this week. Again, if you want to listen to any of our previous shows, and see all of our wonderful guests, just go on to odysseyparanormalsociety.com, click on, Odyssey Files Radio Show. All of our shows are there. Every one of them. So you can catch up, listen to podcasts at work, whatever you want to do. But yeah, so looking forward to this year. Hope you are too.
I am. Dave. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think 2019 is going to be a great year. So
Dave, take us home.
All right. Well, we are out for this week. In the next couple of weeks, make sure you're with us, because we're going to have some phenomenal guests. And for Mike and I, have a wonderful evening, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
Have a good night, everyone.